We are happy to welcome into the studio two of the actors who star in the first production of the new season, the 49th season, at Penobscot Theater Company in Bangor. They are Daniel Skinner and Carter Horton. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Great to have you here. A first show of the new year with the new producing artistic director, Jonathan Berry. And it's a very interesting show called Clarkston. Can you guys tell us a little bit about the plot of Clarkston?
Yeah, Clarkston is the story of two young men in Clarkston, Washington. The playwright Samuel Hunter is known for usually just writing things in Idaho, so it is on the eastern Washington border. But it's about these two men who have a lot of superficial similarities, but they're quite different in deeper ways, but then also ultimately are even more similar when it gets down to the way that they are both feeling trapped and trapped by their own lack of achievement and sense of purpose. And it's just about them finding out how they need to break free of their own sort of self-constraints and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's sort of also grappling with the legacy of Manifest Destiny and how that affects America in, you know, the early 21st century. What that means for these two young men who come from very different backgrounds and, like Daniel said, find their similarities and their differences.
And both Jake and Chris are trapped in, let's say, less than thrilling jobs.
Well, I mean, a night stalker position at Costco is nothing to scoff at, but it is definitely not either of their end games, let's say.
No, certainly not.
Yeah.
It's hard work, though.
It is.
Even just pretending to do it on stage.
It's true.
And both dealing, too, with some troubles at home that drive them in different directions. Jake, make sure I get it right. Jake finds out that he's got a pretty serious illness.
Yes, yes. I don't know how much into spoilers I'm supposed to go, but it's the first scene.
He
has a terminal illness, and it's Huntington's disease. So it is a very, very vicious one that also being someone with juvenile Huntington's, it moves more quickly than even the normal length of the disease. If you're diagnosed with it and it's not juvenile, you might have between 10 and 30 years left, and Jake has given about 8 years is their estimate for him. And as a man who has never achieved anything on his own or even really done anything difficult in his life, it throws this whole sense of purpose and what it means to be here into a tailspin.
And for Chris, also dealing with some issues at home.
Yes, certainly. Chris comes from a broken family and struggles to try to be the rock for his mother, who is an on-again, off-again meth addict struggling to try to overcome her addiction without the help of any support group like NA or something like that. I do want to give a quick shout-out to Jenny Hart, who is playing my mom, Trisha. She does a phenomenal job. It's really great to see her work.
Yeah, Jenny's fantastic. We love Jenny around here. Now, if I'm right, too, this play is often done with a companion piece, Lewiston, right?
That is true. Yes, there's another play. It is Lewiston and Clarkston. They both deal with interest in Lewis and Clark, some of their characters are. But this one is, we are just doing Clarkston, indeed.
Now, for both of you, is this your first time appearing on stage in Maine?
It is for me, yes.
It's actually not.
No.
For me, no. I did a production right before, I would say, 2018, maybe 2019, at a place called the Bagadoose Theater.
Oh, yeah.
I was Jim O'Connor in Glass Menagerie.
Wonderful.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. Love it. Both of you guys are based in New York these days.
Sure are.
Yes.
Picked a beautiful time to come to Maine, and auspicious time, too, as it's the beginning of a new era in many ways at Penobscot Theater Company, with Jonathan Berry taking the helm, and he's directing this opening show.
He is. He is amazing. He comes to us from Chicago. He used to have a position as an associate director, I believe, at the Steppenwolf. I'm sure if I got that wrong, I'll get an email correction. But, he has got a lot of really, really wonderful experience, and he's probably, not even just in like a publicity way, he's probably the strongest director I've ever worked with. He really knows how to talk to his actors.
Like that.
Yeah, no, he's a phenomenal leader and is very passionate about this piece. It's an honor to be working with him at the head. Like, he's starting as the artistic director. He's acting or directing us through this thing, and just such an incredible leader. And his insights into, like Daniel said, the way that he talks to us is phenomenal. He is one of the best directors I've gotten to work with because he has the language of an actor, and it's a blessing to be on stage.
Now, how have you found working in the Opera House? That's a big stage for a cast with three performers.
It is a big stage, and it's a very intimate piece. We're definitely putting our sound designer through the ringer as he tries to balance out the levels. We do the best that we can, and I think at this point, post-tech, we found a happy balance of being able to project and fill the space without sacrificing some of the more intimate moments in the play.
What's the most challenging part about your role?
Definitely how to manifest the Huntington's disease, because it comes with involuntary movements called chorea. And so doing the research and due diligence to make sure that that is represented authentically and not in any sort of like caricaturish over the top way, because it's not something I struggle with. I have complete control of my movements, but it's also hard because if you overplan it, then it does seem stagey. So there needs to be a level of impulse or lack of control. So definitely that. I'm grateful that it doesn't manifest too much in the play. It's not like he's got a constant tick or something like that. But it is very difficult to just nail down exactly what those precise movements are going to be, but make them seem organic and out of control.
And what's the toughest part of getting inside the character of Chris?
For me, Chris is probably the most challenging role I've ever had, at least in a contemporary play, certainly. Because he is so closed off and wound up and tight. And I, in all of my training and throughout the years, the older I get, the more sort of like hard on my sleeve I am as a man. I cry very easily. I'm a very emotional guy. And Chris has just hardship after hardship after trauma built up on him. And he has created so many layers of walls that it is a difficult balancing act of making sure that what he's going through and what he's experiencing shines through, but just through like the tiniest pinpoint of a hole and chink in the armor. That is really just a joy to be able to figure that out. And Jonathan has been very helpful in that.
Well, sir, you're wrapping up tech. Are you ready for an audience now?
I think so. We got one more dress rehearsal, which I think will be good to incorporate some last second notes that we need. But I think the next thing we need is an audience to see, you know, it's a very heavy play, but it's also funny. So as we've had like different special guests sit in the background, it's like, oh, that got a laugh. Yeah, I forgot that there's actually a lot of light in this play, because as intense as it is also very ultimately hopeful. And it's great to actually feel that.
Now, is it a 3-weekend run or four?
It is a three weekend run, but it goes from Wednesdays to Sundays, right. And we have a 2-show day, our second Saturday,
yes,
which is the
24th.
Thank you.
Pulled that out of the sky. Well, you want to see this first show of the new season at Penobscot Theater Company, Clarkston. How do you get tickets? Well, pretty simple. Stop into the box office, see Amy or the people there, right at the beautiful Bangor Opera House. Give them a call at 942-3333. Go to penobscottheater.org. You can do it that way, or better yet, get yourself a subscription and make sure you don't miss any of the great shows coming up this season at the historic Penobscot Theater in downtown Bangor at Clarkston this weekend. Carter, Daniel, thank you guys so much for being with us. Break a leg.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing the show.